Hello, I'm Mrs. B. Welcome to Lifeline English, the podcast that helps you know God and know English. You can read the written script for today's lesson online at lifelineenglish.com. Today, I want to teach you three words. The first word is angel. Repeat after me, angel, angel. Angels are powerful beings created by God. They are much stronger than humans. Usually, humans cannot see angels. They are invisible. Most angels are good. They always obey God. But some angels rebelled against God. One of these bad angels is named Satan. The other bad angels now obey Satan. The second word is sword. Sword rhymes with Lord. Can you say sword? Sword. A sword is a sharp weapon, usually made of metal. It is similar to a knife, but longer, and it is shorter than a spear. The last word today is spin. Spin rhymes with win. Please say the word spin. Spin. To spin means to turn around rapidly. The past tense of spin is spun. In our last two stories, God judged the snake, the woman, and the man for disobeying God. He told them bad things that would happen to them. But God was not finished. Today's story is called Clothed and Sent Out. When I ask a question, I will leave a space. You can answer my question. Then I will say the answer. You can compare your answer with my answer.
The Lord God made clothes from animal skins for Adam and his wife.
Who made clothes? The Lord God made clothes. Did God make clothes for the snake? No, God made clothes for Adam and his wife. Did Adam and his wife have clothes before? Yes, they had clothes before. Who made their first clothes? Adam and his wife made their first clothes. From what were their first clothes made? Their first clothes were made from fig leaves. Did the fig tree die when Adam and his wife took its leaves? No, the tree did not die. From what did God make clothes? God made clothes from animal skins. Did the animals die when God took their skins? Yes, the animals died.
And so the Lord dressed them.
Did God shame them? No, God dressed them. God covered them. Their shame. Whom did God dress? God dressed Adam and his wife.
Then the Lord God said, "Look, the man has become like one of us."
The man became like whom? The man became like God. Did the man become God? No, the man did not become God. The man became like God. Did God say, the man has become like me? No, God said the man has become like one of us. Was God speaking to the man? No, God was not speaking to the man. There is one God. God is three beings, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The three beings were speaking to each other about the man. That is why God said, the man has become like one of us.
He knows good and evil.
Does he know algebra? No, he knows good and evil. Who knows good and evil? The man knows good and evil. Who also knows good and evil? God knows good and evil. In what way did the man become like God? The man became like God in knowing good and evil. How did the man learn good and evil? He learned good and evil by eating fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Was it good for the man to know good and evil? No, it was bad to know good and evil.
And now he must not eat fruit from the tree of life.
Who must not eat? The man must not eat. What must the man not eat? The man must not eat fruit from the tree of life.
If he does, he will live forever.
If who does? If the man does. If the man does what? If the man eats from the tree of life. What will happen if the man eats from the tree of life? He will live forever. If the man eats from the tree of life, he will live forever. Is living forever always good? No, living forever is only good if we live with God. To live forever away from God would be horrible.
So the Lord God sent the man out of the Garden of Eden.
Where did the man go? The man went out of the Garden of Eden. Who sent the man out? God sent the man out. Why did God send the man out? God sent the man out so that he would not eat from the tree of life.
He had to work the ground he was taken from.
Who was taken from the ground? The man was taken from the ground. Did the man have to lie on the ground? No, the man had to work the ground. He had to plow it and plant seeds and kill weeds.
The Lord God forced the man out.
Did the man choose to go? No, the man did not choose to go. The Lord God forced him to go.
Then he put angels on the east side of the Garden of Eden.
Did he put a wall? No, he put angels. Who put angels? God put angels. Where did God put the angels? God put the angels on the east side of the garden.
He also put a sword of fire there.
Did he put a door there? No, he put a sword there. Who put a sword there? God put a sword there. Where did God put a sword? God put a sword on the east side of the Garden of Eden.
The sword spun around in every direction.
Did the sword spin? Yes, the sword spun around in every direction. Was the sword dangerous? Yes, the sword could kill a person.
The angels and sword guarded the way to the tree of life.
What did the angels and sword do? The angels and sword guarded. What did they guard? They guarded the way to the tree of life. Could the man and the woman go to the tree of life? No, they could not. The angels and the sword kept the man and the woman from going to the tree of life. Let's listen to the whole story together.
The Lord God made clothes from animal skins for Adam and his wife. And so the Lord dressed them. Then the Lord God said, "Look, the man has become like one of us. He knows good and evil. And now he must not eat fruit from the tree of life. If he does, he will live forever." So the Lord God sent the man out of the Garden of Eden. He had to work the ground he was taken from. The Lord God forced the man out. Then he put angels on the east side of the Garden of Eden. He also put a sword of fire there. The sword spun around in every direction. The angels and sword guarded the way to the tree of life.
This story is in the past tense. Let's change it to the future tense. This is how it would sound if we told the story before it happened. The Lord God will make clothes from animal skins for Adam and his wife. And so the Lord will dress them. Then the Lord God will say, "Look, the man has become like one of us. He knows good and evil. And now he must not eat fruit from the tree of life. If he does, he will live forever." So the Lord God will send the man out of the Garden of Eden. He will have to work the ground he was taken from. The Lord God will force the man out. Then he will put angels on the east side of the Garden of Eden. He will also put a sword of fire there. The sword will spin around in every direction. The angels and sword will guard the way to the tree of life. Do you have questions? You can write me. Go to our website, lifeflyingenglish.com. Our website also has more information about each lesson that is not included in this podcast. Until next time, may Jesus help you know Him and know English. Goodbye.